is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Age Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age. I am your host, John Age. Thanks for being with us today in the not-so-wee hours of the PM. Happy to be back. Seems to be one of those things today, you can't win for losing, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah, this is about the fourth time we've tried this live stream. And praise be to God, Jesus Christ, that the microphone is now working. The video and audio seem to be functioning smoothly. So, we will try our best to continue in a calm, reasonably coherent manner. Once again, I am John Age. Check out AnomicAge.com. Share the links, friends, family, loved ones, and enemies. In case you were wondering, looks a little bit like this. AnomicAge.com, folks. Where are we at? There we are. Homepage, right there. AnomicAge.com is where you can find everything me. You got About Me, John Age. In case you're new to the game, this is my, I'd say it's kind of my first real live stream. The first one I did was just primarily telling people I'm not dead for the second time this year. That rumors of my demise were greatly exaggerated, as they were and I think still are. But you can check out About Me. You can check out all the shows. We got 132 in the bank, not to mention, good grief, a whole lot. I don't even know if we have a little bit more, perhaps, of the information breakdown segment. So if you're just into a 20-minute short diatribe, short little banter about topics, then I suppose the information breakdown segments are for you. If you're into the hour plus full Monty with guests and me, I would highly recommend the full version of the show, which you can find on iTunes. You can find it on iHeart. You can find it on numerous other sites. So check that out. I just go to AnomicAge.com. From there, you can get the video and the audio. You can put it on whatever you like and be in control of your own destiny without letting others control it for you. So that's what would be my recommendation. Speaking of which, you can also download the iPhone app, the Android app. You can download it direct from iTunes. You can become a patron. You can become a sponsor or donator, paypal.me/AnomicAge, patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. And I never even plugged this, but we have a heck of a lot of great news, tidbits, drips and drabs, if you will. If you're looking at it right about now, we got big league politics. We got Epoch Times. We got some of them you may not be more, may not be as familiar with as well. So check those out. That's all at AnomicAge.com. What else we got? We got guest information. So in case you don't really want to listen, and I can't imagine why you wouldn't want to listen to an entire show, but people now have the attention span much less than a goldfish. That whole goldfish diatribe, yeah, that was like 10 years ago, folks. It's even lower now. But if you would just like to check out the guests, and perhaps not the whole show, you can go to the guest information segments too. And, of course, you can contact us and me specifically. You can contact me just specific, john@anomicage.com, or you can contact us more broadly if you go to the contact us button at anomicage.com. Somebody out there is going, what about those social media links? You need to update them, sir. I say, sure, I sure do. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Brighteon. I'm on BitChute. I'm on Parler. I'm on Odyssey. I'm on Rumble. I think I'm on something else. I don't know. Anyway, that's the mainstay of what I'm on. And no, all those are not available in those top four links. Oh, YouTube. I didn't mention them for heaven's sake. YouTube still. I'm not on Twitter. I hadn't been on there for a couple years. They kicked me off long ago in the infant stages of the program. So no dice to Twitter. But if you are so inclined, I'd love for you to put my name up on Twitter. Hashtag John H. Hashtag Anomic Age. Or just throw the full URL, AnomicAge.com. Annoy those folks over there if you want to. I'd like to. So there's that. What else we got? I think that's about it as far as the home page goes. The home page, I tell you, the home page. All right, enough of that, just back to me. There's a lot we're going to get into today. If you were thinking this is going to be a 20-minute short banter of information in the guise of an information breakdown segment, you might want to change the channel now and or go get yourself a cup of tea, perhaps some water. That's pretty much all I'm drinking, some water. Protein shake, if you like. I'd be down with that. Chocolate. Yeah. If you want to go get that, curl up on the couch or sit up promptly with a notebook and pen and paper. We're going to get into it today with all kinds of stuff. So this shall not be a information breakdown segment. Alas, I deem it right now, it'll be a full show, I tell you. A full show of no one but me. Fear not, we got guests coming up, folks. The last few, who am I kidding? The last few months have been an utter, complete, unmitigated nightmare. So that's why you haven't seen much of me. That's why I haven't been chasing down guests, answering emails, phone calls, or other correspondence promptly. So that's what's up. That's why that is. But alas, I'm here with you today in the full Monty version. So that's cool. All right. What else we got to get into? Let's get right down to it. Oh, before I do get right down into it, let's talk a little bit about someone, and I won't mention names. I don't know if he's into that. Me personally, I'm a completely and an utterly private person. I mean, aside from this whole show thing, you know. But I won't mention names. But this gentleman has been a friend of the show almost since the jump. He was one of the early guests. He's been a friend of the show. He's contributed both monetarily. He's contributed just being a, I'll say, a guide of sorts. He's definitely been somebody who will just give me a call out of the blue. And somebody I love talking to. Somebody that's very supportive of this show. Somebody who shared the links, who's talked it up all over the place, who's done some traveling and put my name out there in a lot of places. I perhaps didn't even deserve it. But most importantly to me, I mean, the monetary thing is spot on wonderful because the bills keep on coming whether or not I put out a show for a couple weeks or not, which unfortunately that's what's up lately. But he's just been one of those folks that has helped me because sometimes you just don't feel like doing this anymore. Sometimes you just want to say, forget about it. I'm taking the blue pill, which probably is kind of what I've done for a couple weeks. But he's been one of those people that will talk to me and just sort of, yeah, yo, you're doing good, man. Just come on. Let's get to it. Yeah, you're doing all right. Stop complaining. Stop getting down. Come on. We got this. We need you in the fight, so to speak. I don't think of myself quite often as being someone needed in the fight and certainly not a big name out there. But it's not about the big names. It's about the little names and medium-sized names and all the names in between that are going to change things. But that's not my point in mentioning this gentleman. I'm mentioning him because in this past week, he lost his son. He lost his son, folks. And when that news came to my attention, it really hit me like a ton of bricks. Whether or not you have a child or not, I think it's something that does. But if you do specifically, I think it's something that resonates with you, it sticks with you, and it causes you, for better or worse, to put yourself in that position, if even for a fleeting amount of time. And I think you begin to have a whole lot of empathy, sympathy, and otherwise for people that have gone through this. So I'm just going to put it out there, man. We support you here at the Anomic Age. I personally support you a great deal. You've helped this show more than you know, and you've helped other people more than you know as well. So we're here with you, man. When I spoke to you just the other day, I told you flat out, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to say. I got no words. And I didn't then. I don't now. But you have our respect and our support, prayers and otherwise. Just want you to know. If you need anything, you know very well I'm a phone call away. We were several states apart, but I'll do whatever I can for you, as you've done whatever you could do to help this show and me as well. And I don't think I'm going outside the lines or talking out of turn here when I'm going to say his son died of suicide. And that's something we don't talk enough about on the show. I had a guest or two who's, I'd say, whose calling is to touch on that. But I'm going to talk about it a little bit today, just sort of as it pertains to and connects to some of these other broader topics that we shall get into today. But I don't know what else to say about that one. And we're going to touch on it and sort of try to help people in any way that we can through this platform. I'll just say this. If you're listening to this and you got any sort of dark thoughts on the suicidal variety, please seek immediate help. I mean, I've always been the kind of guy that jokes a lot about the dark side of the force and have joked a lot about a lot of very dark topics throughout my life and even on the show. I've done it on the show for Pete's sake. And I do that, I've realized as I've gotten older, as a coping mechanism. It's because those are the topics that trouble me. Just facts, folks. I'm a facts kind of guy. So that's true. But if you are one of those people, please talk to someone. There's a lot of different suicide hotlines and numbers out there. But if you are a person of faith, I would say definitely talk to a pastor. Talk to a youth group person. Talk to anybody you can talk to before you do anything that has so many repercussions or proverbial ripples in the pond. Please talk to someone. Times are tough, folks, and are going to get tougher. That's just the facts, man. It's going to get a whole lot worse. That's just it's cold hard fact time. But that being said, nobody is in this alone. No matter what you think out there, and I was one of those people early on when I started the show, I thought it was just me. I was like, I'm the craziest duck in this pond, and nobody's thinking what I'm thinking. I knew that was bull, but I think it helped me just to talk to other people out there and sort of give myself reassurance that, hey, I'm not alone in this thing. There's other crazy ducks in the pond too, so to speak. I'm not talking about groupthink. I'm not talking about sheep and following the herd. I'm not talking about that. I think it helps us all to realize that we are not alone. That old Youth of Today record. What was the darn Youth of Today record? I'm saying it now. I'm blanking on the term. You're Not in This Alone, I believe. I believe was the title. And when I first saw that title, honestly, I don't even like that record. It's not that good. But the title and the message within the record is what got my attention and resonated within my heart. The music, I was like, I like Break Down the Walls better. But nevertheless, You're Not in This Alone resonated with me message-wise and the lyrical content spiritually and in the heart. So I want everybody to glean this, folks. You're not in this alone. I don't care what part of this country and or world you're in. You're not in this alone. There's other people out there. You can connect right now on a greater basis than ever. So please, before you do anything rash, reach out. Reach out, babe. Okay, let's get off of that for a little bit. We'll wind our way back into it. Fear not, we get back into some darkness because, I mean, in case you're not paying attention, folks, it's kind of bleak out there, but don't worry. You're not in this alone. We can get through this together. All right, stuff I wanted to get into that sort of transcends the topic, shall we? Let me see. We've already talked to Namek Age. We haven't not talked to this. So let's talk this. The Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Had a chance to stand in them a couple times. Even had sort of a brief interaction with the lead singer, Dickie Barrett. I wouldn't say we hung out or anything like that. He sort of saw my shirt and stopped during the show. We had a talk back and forth there because I was wearing a shirt of a band he used to, I don't think he was in, but he was definitely in the group of people that were in Boston that time. I mean, Dickie Barrett being an impact unit and friends most assuredly with a lot of the people in SSD and Slapshot and so forth. Not my point in talking about this at all. Why am I talking about this? Because if you look on Loudwire and if you look on the link you're seeing right now from Rolling Stone, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones break up, will ska no more. So, somebody out there is going, man, this is old news. Why are you even talking about this, John? To which I say, I'm talking about it because I want to talk about it. So I'm bringing this up because if you look at this Rolling Stone article and the Loudwire article and a few others as well, they talk about this and they're linking it back to the fact that Dickie Barrett produced a song for RFK Jr.'s event that was questioning the vaccines and questioning the scamdemic and really just questioning the legitimacy of the vaccines. So in Loudwire and in Rolling Stone, they're both sort of going, hey, 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 did they break up because the other members of the band weren't down with his message? He was espousing orthodoxy that was not approved by the cult. So again, I'll say I don't know these folks, so I can't really speak to whether or not that is true or not true. But I can definitely say it definitely bears some attention, doesn't it? Where are the thing? Got too many doggone screens up. It definitely bears some attention, I'd say. Because this goes back to something I'm going to get into quite a bit today, which is resisting the orthodoxy, defying the orthodoxy. And when I'm saying orthodoxy, I'm not talking about God. Because in my humble opinion, God and the church are two vastly different things, specifically if you look at the Catholic Church and their shenanigans. But then, again, if you look at the World Council of Churches and you look at most of your local go-along to get-along, we need our 501c3, we better not speak out of line churches also. More and more these days, the message from God and promulgated by the church seem to be two vastly different things. But I digress. That's not what I'm talking about either. I'm talking about the orthodoxy as it pertains to the protected speech by the protected class of global satanic death cult criminals that are making the orthodoxy. So I guess you got to ask yourselves the real question, did the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones break up because of some sort of rumblings in the force of Dickie Barrett? Was he going against the orthodoxy and the band members didn't like it? I don't know. I mean, that would seem to hold true with our cancel culture, horse pucky existence that we are all bathed in right about now. Where if you say the wrong word, a la Joe Rogan, they'll try to cancel you. If you say the wrong word, a la Alex Jones over 2 years ago, almost three, I believe, then they'll cancel you. Milo Yiannopoulos, Laura Loomer. I mean, there's a list of cancel culture people. They take your banks, or should I say your bank accounts. They take your payment platforms. They take your social media accounts. They take in anything and everything that they can, unless you build it from scratch and just come back to the forefront with your own media platform, a la Alex Jones. I'm not hating. I'm saying that's a great move. That's what you got to do in order to stay in the public view from these communist, satanic global death cult members. I mean, that's what's up. So I say good move, Alex. That's what you should do. You had the money to do it, and thank God you were able to do it. And Laura Loomer and Milo Yiannopoulos and Joe Rogan. I mean, a lot of these are big-name people that do have the cachet to go forth and pull that. But I think they know, which is why they attack the big names, because they get the limelight, they get the press. But I would say behind every one of those big names, there's probably tens, if not hundreds, of small to medium tier names that got taken down and just didn't have the cachet to come back into the limelight anymore. I mean, yeah, they can get on banned.video platforms via Alex Jones and the like, but I mean, a lot of them, they take all that away from you. I mean, where are you going to start? You don't have the backing nor the fan base or cachet to come back with your own sort of video platform, because if you haven't looked into it, folks, it's very expensive. Those video platforms, housing, the server space and all that to come forth with something like band.video or something like Brighteon, I mean, the average guy just cannot pull that off. Not saying it can't be done, saying you need some money. You know, I always say that's the kind of the key to it all, folks. People don't want to admit it. People want to argue with me. Oh, it's not, no, it's not the key. It's not the key. Well, if it ain't the key, yeah, you can be happy living in a box, not having money, and just eating whatever people throw in a refuse can. But, I mean, I guess, if that makes you happy, then cool. You're that 0.1111% whatever. But for most of us, we like to have a bed to sleep on. We like to have food in the cabinet. We like to have clean water and the like. So, I mean, you know, money might not be the key to it all for everyone, but I don't know. Nevertheless, there's that. There's that whole Dickie Barrett thing. And again, that's from, I think, 2 weeks ago. I just sort of happened upon it because, of course, it didn't really make any sort of mainstream news, I don't think, because he was questioning the orthodoxy, or so they say. If you're putting out or producing, rather, a song for an RFK Jr. scary words anti-vax, then of course you're going to get absconded by the counterculture, or I would just say the mainstream counterculture. I mean, I figured this out early on in the game, but sadly I kind of went along with it as well. But even as a young kid, like 13 or something, I mean, I loved the music and everything, but I saw it for what it was. The counterculture movement is nothing more than sort of holding up a mirror to the mainstream culture, just sort of in a funhouse. I mean, it's sort of like a funhouse mirror being held up to the popular culture. And that's the same no matter what counterculture you're talking about. We're talking about hippies, brah, and bell bottoms, and weed men, and that sort of bull. Or whether you're talking about the hipster culture, the hardcore culture, the punk culture, the metal culture, it's all just sort of a bizarre world flip, funhouse mirror view of the popular culture. And it's got those same tropes. It's got the same sort of rules that you think you're getting out of by being in said culture, but you're not. I'm so hard. I'm so counterculture and whatever. But wait a minute. You look like the other counterculture guy who looks like the other counterculture guy and the other guy. You got the approved leather jacket, cut-off denim jacket with the spikes and the studs and the package patches. I was going to say package because that's what it is. It's a package deal. Oftentimes, I thought about selling all my old stuff as some sort of punk rock starter kit package deal, because that's what it is. And you could substitute punk, hardcore, hippies, hipsters, new wave, even going back to the Teddy Boys and the Mods from Jolly Old England. It's the same old song. You just got to fit in order to go along. And if you don't, you don't fit in. They're not going to be part of the group. You can't even be part of the Misfit Toys group. How sick is that? And that's where I was always at. You know, I liked elements of all of it, but I did not necessarily go along nor subscribe to any of it, which made your persona non grata amongst everyone. How fun is that? So as an adult, I embrace that. I love that about me. I'm not changing a thing. But, you know, as a 13, 15, 16-year-old kid, you know, you would like to fit in. You'd like to find that peer group. Or at least that friend. So that's the trap that people get in. We're going to talk about that in a bit. But before we do, I'm going to talk about this. Because I'm going to burst the bubble more thoroughly from a lot of those Republicans. The mainliners. The blue blood Republicans. I don't even call them rhinos. That's such a crock of baloney as well. A rhino would just be someone posing as a Republican who's in fact a communist piece of dung. But just a regular old Republican, well, that would be somebody who's too stupid, dense, ignorant, or otherwise to grasp that it's controlled as well. So you're not a conservative. just because you're a Republican. That's really often not the case. So to be an actual stand-up Republican, that doesn't really exist anymore. To be a conservative that doesn't fit in with any of this baloney, I don't know if that exists either. I mean, I know a few people, yeah, but people love that tribalism. They love to get into that clique. They love to go along to get along and being part of the group thing. So let's proceed to bust the bubbles of some more Republicans by showing you the compare and contrast of everybody's favorite sacred cow, Trump. I mean, I even tried to give him the benefit of the doubt for a long time. I tried. I saw the warning signs. If you like, it's like being in that relationship. If you've been in that relationship and you see the warning signs, but you go, nah, I can't be. She's way too attractive. I mean, for guys, I'm sorry, guys. I mean, that's usually it. She's way too hot. I'm going to avoid this warning sign. And then another warning sign. And another one. And another one. And another one. And another one. And before you know it, you're in the bad relationship. You've avoided all warning signs. And all the bad stuff that you knew was going to happen did indeed come to fruition and happen. If you'd have just taken heed of that first warning sign. But you didn't do it. And with Republicans and with conservatives, even people in the middle, I think that's where they were at with Trump. They thought he was so punk rock that he was not going to fall into the traps. They believed the talking points, the hype, and the rhetoric. And then he got in there and vastly did the same old song. But people were kind of living in that dream. They were living in that kind of that period where people tend to always love the music they grew up with. They always love that adolescent to early 20s music. A lot of other music might come and go, but you always fall back to that. And I think people were defaulting back to that feeling of hope, that feeling of optimism that they had when Trump was on the campaign trail. And then when he got in the White House, nothing all that dramatic happened. I mean, of course, people are going to pull these big, well, he moved in Israel, and he went after the pedophiles, and he built a little wall, and Yeah. He filled the cabinet positions with rhinos and scumbags from the previous administrations. Fact. We got all these Russian collusion scams, and all they were monitoring him. Well, of course they're monitoring you, because you left those scumbags in power. And they're just putting Bill Barr in. Wow, what could go wrong there? Bill Barr, the same guy from Waco? And Kavanaugh, that was a big stink. That was a big public stink for a while, and the mother and the kids, and they were all there and crying, and everybody was supposed to take all this solace in Kavanaugh, and I'm going, wait a minute. That's the Vince Foster guy, you boobs. They're rebranding, and you people are stupid enough to fall for it? And then people have the audacity to look at the Supreme Court and the lower courts and go, well, I don't know what's going on. We